Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right. Welcome to a brand new episode of Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena. And here on this episode, we have Rihanna Manuel Pena.
Hello out there.
How you doing?
I'm good. I got to tell on you a little bit, Danny, because you have the amazing role of reviewing video games for part of your living. And I got to call you out. You've been playing Splatoon Raiders almost every minute of the day. You haven't been doing Halo with me. We haven't been doing our Fortnites or Call of Duty nights. It's just been Splatoon Raiders all day, every
yes,
day.
Yes. And this is the reason why. I already reviewed Halo. We did it. So I'm like, all right, let me move on and let's play Splatoon Raiders. You know, I know we got a little bit late from Nintendo. Thanks to Nintendo of America for sending us codes for this game. Yeah, and that's why I've been playing it nonstop. I've been playing a lot of single player game of that, right? And I've been trying out the multiplayer, been randomly asking for help. Please help, I'm stuck. And random players will come and help me out. And I'm also helping others, you know, for those who are stuck in some level, I'll go in there and help out as much as I can.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's talk about Splatoon Raiders for Nintendo Switch 2. This is your first time playing a Splatoon game or no?
It is. Somehow Splatoon kind of missed me a little bit. And I have always been a fan of like the character art. Like I love seeing stuff from Splatoon. And I really love the premise that this is a type of shooter that young people can enjoy without a lot of the baggage that comes along with shooting people or enemies. Like you're firing guns, like firing water guns, essentially, or ink guns. And you're not trying to, well, at least in the other Splatoons that I've seen, you're not trying to destroy people. You're covering the ground with ink, right? So it's a little bit more kid friendly. And I like that it's different. And I know competitively, this is a game that really hit with a lot of people who love that co-op and competitive action. So seeing Splatoon Raiders, which is an interesting sort of co-op, but really focused on single player adventure format, is cool. Like, I love seeing this mechanic that has been developed over several sequels. So they've really dialed in the feel of it. They've dialed in the gadgets, the upgrades, and have applied this new format. And I think it's really successful.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. I like that, you know, I played this previous Splatoon. That's more multiplayer focus. They'll have like some adventure part of the game in there, but I think this is like 100% single player. And of course, they have like co-op features in here too, but this is more of the single player side. But yeah, I went a couple months ago. What's it? Month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, went to New York for the preview, and I was very excited about the game, right? But I didn't know it was gonna be this good. Like this is very addicting. And I even said it in one of my tweets. I'm like, I could see this becoming a hit from Nintendo. Which, if you look around, it's been getting a lot of great positive reviews. I think it's the highest user review score I think right now out of all time. For Nintendo.
Yeah.
This is pretty good. It's pretty good. You know, so let's start with that. Let's start with the game and everything. So, of course, you start with doing tutorials, learning the game mechanics. There's a lot of people that are going to play this for the first time. There is an option that you do like that motion control. I turned that off right away because I am not a fan of that. Not a fan of that. But once you're in there, you could, the beauty part about Splatoon is you have the options to change your weapons, to change your gadgets, your certain things, even your outfits. Like, and based on that, you're going to find something that it's like, okay, this is perfect for me. Everybody's going to have their own type of style, right? So like I like this gadget. This is from the Speed Tank and it's called Blast Boot. So the Blast Boot is you go, you jump, move, and when you land, it's like it creates like this splash of just ink everywhere, and that will attack whoever's around the area that you land. Like, I really like that a lot. There's another one that I can't remember the name of it. It's like a turret where you
I like the turret too.
That
it's
one
good
is
good for that specific enemy that you can only access from behind them.
Yeah, I think it's called Shot Pot. I think that's what it's called. Look it up if you can, Rika. I can't remember. But yeah, I think that's the tactical tank. That the one, you use that and it automatically will shoot the enemy, whatever they're located. So I use that a lot. And then you have to wait until it comes back again. And then you can use that feature. I think it's like 10 seconds or so. But the good thing is once you start playing more and more levels, is going to help you to upgrade your weapons, upgrade your tanks. You could also upgrade the weapon where it will help to create more damage, or like the weapons or the gadgets to come back again, like your power move. It takes a couple of seconds, but there's upgrades where it will respond even sooner, like a cooldown basically, right? So I use that a lot for me. Especially that shot pot, I think it's like my favorite weapon. I think my favorite gadget of everything that from there.
Yeah, and to take it a step back for folks who maybe are less familiar with Splatoon, essentially, as we described, you are a character. You can customize your characters. There's lots of really fun looks that you can give for like hair and your outfit and stuff. And then you choose what type of tank you want to use. You can switch throughout your gameplay, but there's three to choose from. There's a speed tank, a power tank, and a tactical tank. And each one has a different list of specific gadgets, which are like your special abilities that only work with that type of tank. And there's, I think, what was it? You start off with like a few for each tank and you can unlock more as you progress. And you can swap so that you have two different gadgets active at a time once you've upgraded a certain amount on your right and left triggers or right and left bumpers.
Bumpers, yep.
Bumpers. So in addition to these tanks and the gadgets that go along with them, you also have different types of quote unquote guns, but these are really like ink disbursement. And there's all kinds. There's like paintbrushes there. You could have like actual bucket that you use to slop ink all over the terrain. They know it's really creative. They even have like two paint shooters akimbo that you can use on two at a time. And they're really fun and creative. And as Danny mentioned, have these really fun names. And there's even some mechanics in the progression of the game that encourage you to switch these things around. So there are certain level types that you can go through and basically clear with each type of tank. So they want you to experiment. There's even levels that go in and force you to use a specific gear and tank combo. And these levels are more like puzzle levels, traversal puzzles, where you have to essentially learn how to become efficient with that gear so that even if you haven't tried it yet, you feel like you can understand how it works, what situations it's best for, and then maybe encourage you to go give it a try in your regular raids. So I do like that the game design is encouraging experimentation. And, you know, giving you opportunities to do it in a way that is not a huge risk, right? You're not going to waste your time going through one of these tutorial levels. Like, you get plenty of experience for it, and there's no fail state for real. You just respawn if you messed up. So I do like that they give you some safe ways to explore it. And again, it makes it a little bit more approachable for people like me who haven't played any Splatoon more than just like a demo here or there. It doesn't feel overwhelming because there's a lot going on. But I will say one thing that I think is a bit of a drawback for me, visually, it's beautiful. It's very expressive, very colorful, very fun. It is very busy on that screen, especially if you're going into a match. And like you said, Danny, you can jump in with other players to help them out online or ask people to come and join your game or play co-op locally like we have a couple times. And it is just so much stuff going on the screen. There's numbers and colors and there's paint and there's other players and there's these, you know, salmon eggs flying at you that you're trying to collect. And then you have to pay attention to your ink meter, but then also you have a health meter and then you have a super bar, which we haven't talked about yet, but then also your two types of gear. It's a lot of information. And I, grown adult who's played many, many games, got overwhelmed by it. And so I will say that if that type of since stimulation is a little much for you, it may be overwhelming. No, and it's not necessarily knock on the game. It wants to give you all this information and all of this color. But I did find it hard to figure out what even was going on, what was hitting me, where it was coming from, what kind of enemy type it was. All got lost because there's so much happening on the screen.
And it gets worse when when you're in a higher difficulty. So like right now, I'm like almost level 40, I think right now. So where I'm at, it's just too much. Because here's something you forgot too. Now you also have to look at the timer. Because there's some levels.
Yes, some of them are time limit.
Levels are time limit, right? And also you have to look at the bosses, if like their health bar. You know, how's that doing? Like where I'm at right now, there's three health bars of multiple bosses in a level. Plus the time, plus the enemies, plus everything going on the screen. It's a lot. It's a lot. And I totally agree with you. But for me, I could handle it. Like I got used to it, but there's others like you said, they can't, it's just too much for them, you know? So, and
it's definitely not a chill, laid back playthrough on those levels.
It's not.
Some levels are more chill, but those,
the early levels, the early levels is not as bad. I think it's later, it gets a little more complicated. I did try out some of the weapons. I like more of the fast shooting type of weapon. I tried out different ones. Like I tried a brush. Have you tried the brush one?
I tried the brush and didn't have a great time with it. The one that I liked a lot actually was the paint roller because it's big and wide and it can cover a lot of area, but you can also charge with it. So I just found myself when in doubt, just charge and run headfirst into enemies like a tank. And, you know, I guess that would be the closest they could say to a tank style gameplay was the paint roller, which I actually liked.
Yeah, I'm more of the chargers. So that one, there's the bleach charger, cleaner charger. It's a lot easier to shoot to. There's also, there's weapons that is similar to like a shotgun or also like a rifle type of weapon.
Like those I try. Precision, distance.
Yeah, distance. I try those. It's not for me because I'm more of a, I know the brush is more like melee attacks. Close combat, but the ones that I like that I mentioned before is like there's a distance and it's easy for me to do that, like to use that weapon. I'm better at it. But shotgun, I feel like it's a little bit too close for me. So it's not my type of style at all. But I know you said the roller, like I try to do that. Not for me. I tried it.
Sure.
It's not my style. What is like your favorite gadget, the type of gadget that you like to use for you besides the weapon?
The gadget that I liked, I really liked the boots where you kind of like jump up and then slam down and do like a power slam and splash ink everywhere in a certain radius. I found that really good for, especially like I said before, those enemies that you got to get behind them to take them out. What other gadget do I like? I like the turret for the other tank.
The shop.
There's also a boomerang that's quite fun that you can throw. I've been using that. Like, I think I've been using like the rocket boots and the boomerang the most. There's also something else, and we didn't mention it because you know it comes at later levels. But there's also these relic powers that you will find as you play through the story, and you can kind of swap them out. And some weapons actually come with a relic power bonus on its own. But they essentially ways that you can kind of further tweak your loadout. Like you can have relic power that makes it so that you heal faster when you're swimming around in your own ink, or your super meter fills up faster. And then there's also tinkering that you can do with your individual gadgets, where let's say my rocket boots that slam down in splash damage and in an area of effect, you could tinker that with more stuff that you find. This is all the loot you're finding that makes it like do more damage or cover more ground, or you can go further when you launch yourself. So there's ways to really tune in exactly what you want to do throughout these levels, and different levels call for different skill sets, right? So there might be a time when you're almost forced to adjust, or you're going to just keep banging your head against a wall, which again goes back to they're really encouraging player experimentation and single player. I got to say it again, like this is a game where you can play with up to two other people co-op, either online or locally, but they really want you to play it alone. And there's also the bot buddies, which is like we said, the super, where you have three you can choose from, similar to the tanks. And as you use that bot buddy, which is, you know, your big, huge, this is your ultra sword swing, you can either, what was it, rain down eels across the whole map.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, there's one where you turn into basically a bumper car and you're just bumping into stuff and shooting stuff. I can't remember what the third one was. I haven't used that one yet.
I think that's the one that you ride like a, it's like a shark
or
something?
You ride a shark.
And it attacks. Yeah, that was pretty cool. But I like the one. I like the one that rains everywhere.
Rains down heals. Yeah, it's like a full map clear. Those are your huge, you know, kill shots. And those are really cool. And as you use one bot buddy over and over again, you gain an affinity with them. Like, you guys get closer. And part of that is motivated by you talking to them in your hideout, and which we haven't talked about yet, which is really cool. And Danny, I haven't upgraded my hideout quite as much as you have, being a big, huge level 40. But like, talk about the kind of stuff you can do when you're in your hideout.
Yeah, so there's an area where you could practice. You could upgrade that area too. Like, you could buy the items and start shooting. Just if you, let's say you get a weapon and you want to test it out, like, that's like the perfect area to try it out.
Yeah.
There's also up. Yeah, so there's that. You can upgrade the ship. I think it reaches up to like level 3 or so, like that. There's also little different stores where you could also upgrade your weapons, upgrade your gadgets. There's also an area where it's kind of like you discover an item, and it'll tell you what it about, like the story about it or the history for certain things. So the more you discover, the more money you get, and you could use that money to also upgrade and so on. So in the middle of that ship, there's also a tank where you click it, and it shows you the map of the area. And there's also, you know, the regular locations to go. There's also hidden locations where you need to get compass. So if you're playing this, you discovered certain areas in the level that you will find like a compass. You could use that to go to the map, and you have to like search, and the compass is going to go like this, like all over the place. And you have to follow the arrow and find the exact location where the hidden area is. It is located there. You will find also more items for your character to do. And plus, it will help you to level up your character. So like right now, I'm a level, almost level 40. And every time you finish a level, there's also an end game in this one too, where it's going to get more difficult, crazier, higher difficulty, but you will get better loot by doing that too. So, mm-hmm.
There's also a spot in the hideout where you can make permanent upgrades to your base character that are separate from your gear and your weapons. Mm-hmm. And also unlocking more abilities in the hideout, right? So like giving yourself more stuff so you can eventually scrap weapons for more currency, or like I said before, unlock more gear for each tank type. So more gadgets for each tank type. So there's a lot of depth here, which I like a lot, especially because I keep saying this, they're really encouraging single players to try this game. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know, tell me your thoughts on this, because you've done more co-op than I have, but it seems almost like they want you to play this by yourself, but they almost give you the co-op option or search for help option as like a difficulty modifier, so you can make it a little easier. Does that seem like
I don't think it. And it wasn't for me like that. So you're talking about
like because if you get stuck, you can call for help and it makes it easier.
Okay, that I think you meant like there's options like difficulty that you can't change.
Well, but what I'm saying, because there's not. So mm-hmm. I feel like
It does. It does help. Like there's some areas I'm like, yo, there's no way I could do it by myself. I can't. Like I have to call for help. But here's the thing: you can't just do it every single time you go.
Yeah,
They're limited. So like, let's say I go to a level. Hop in. It's very difficult. I'm like, yo, I'm going to try this out. Call for help. And now I finish it with the other people. We get also a bonus item, that a bonus reward, because you work together and you finish that level. Now I can't get help. I can't ask for help for like 30 minutes or so. I have to wait for the next time I could call help, right? But what I could do in the meantime, I remember I was trying to go to certain areas. These areas, you need to be in a certain level because it was getting just too difficult for me. So what I was doing, I would go and help others. And that's another way for me to level up quicker, by helping others. And you don't know what you're going to get. Like you go and it's very random. But that's something you do. And you're right. It makes the level a lot easier to complete. And sometimes some boss battles, there's a lot easier with other people helping out too. So, yeah, I mean, I highly recommend, if you guys want to try that out. I think it's cool because there were some levels I just couldn't finish it at all by myself.
Yeah. And to be clear, there are, what is it, 3 difficulty levels you can choose when you first start up the game?
Yeah, I have in the middle. I haven't changed it. Normal.
Yeah, we went like, you know, typical default. But I it does make it really clear that they want you to try this on your own first. And I think that's an interesting choice for a game that is born out of multiplayer or born out of a mode that came from a multiplayer game, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I do like that they want that. I think they're also trying to do something different for the console because, you know, typically we get to see something like this for mature audience, you know, co-op, you know, that
yeah.
type of like, you know, Division and so on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this one, you know, there's a huge audience that loves Splatoon because of the multiplayer, but there hasn't been like an actual campaign like this before. So I think it's something different, something very, very unique for Nintendo. And I hope Nintendo could do more of these because personally for me, I think this is like the best exclusive for the Switch 2. I know people will bring up Donkey Kong. This is to me my favorite exclusive game so far for the Switch 2 for me.
I mean, you've definitely put the hours in.
I mean, I have a lot of hours. I have a lot. Like I put in hours in Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong is great. You know, but I think this is different. You have the option to play it by yourself. You have an option to play it with others locally or online. And you don't have to talk to anyone. You know, like you don't have to do no voice chat. Just go in there and do what you got to do.
Because everybody, as far as I know, you can't even like ping anything. Like you really just are. You're
no,
in there.
But people, here's the thing. The people that I met, like everybody knows what we got to do. We got to go in there and complete this level. You know, sometimes there's like maybe like 2 seconds left and like, oh my God, how are we going to do it? And somebody will figure out and complete the mission. You know, that is, there's some cool moments like that, you know? So I think this game is amazing. Now, is it my game of the year type thing? No, it's not my game of the year, but is up there like the best Nintendo Switch 2 game of this year.
Wow. Wow.
Must have if you have a Switch 2.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Well, can't anything say more
else?
Than that.
Yeah. Anything else?
That what else could I say?
All right. Well, guys, if you have any questions, any feedback, any thoughts about our conversation or any conversation from the previous episodes, please give us a call, 786-273-7GTR. That's 786-273-7GTR. If you call us, I will play it on the podcast because we love hearing from our listeners from everywhere. And yeah, besides that, mention your name and tell us where you're from because I would love to hear. You know, if you people are from outside the United States or in here, you know, tell a different location. And that's about it. We'll be back next week. More content coming up here on Gamertag Radio. We're out. Take care. Bye.
Bye.